to approve the executive session minutes for January 19th, January 20th, January 23rd, and January 24th of 2023.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is bid recommendation for a paver. We have Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator, here to present or to tell us exactly what this machine is.
Good morning. It would be a tow paver that goes behind a dump truck. We've had two of them in the past. It wore out. We're needing to get another one for patching and paving. We had one bid response. It's kind of a unique item. There's not too many people out there that make them. And I have no issue with that vendor and would recommend it.
You've used them before.
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion?
Any discussion? It's through JMG Equipment Company from Holden, Missouri.
No discussion. I move to approve the bid with JMG Equipment Company for a bid number 202301-517.
I didn't quite hear. What was the, were you awarding the bid or what was that again? Can you state that again, please?
The bid recommendation. We had one bidder, and it was JMG Equipment Company for the paver in the amount of $48,000.
What was the motion?
The motion was to award the bid to JMG Equipment Company and the bid
number.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next on our agenda is the approval of employee benefits consulting and brokerage services labeled number 23-013 HR Human Resources. Don Muller, would you have any input on this? I do, yes. It says, it states that he has no objections to the county acknowledging receipt of the broker's disclosure from Allison Acres. Any discussion?
Allison Acres is our consulting and brokerage firm that was chosen by the commission.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I move to
I believe what we need is a motion to acknowledge the way it is stated in here.
Yeah, because we've already accepted them as a firm.
Correct, yes. The motion we need would be to acknowledge the receipt of the brokerage disclosure from Allison Acres.
Yeah. I move to accept it.
So moved.
Okay. Sorry. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We'll enter it into record. We'll enter it into record.
Yes. Next on our agenda is approval of the FY21 State Homeland Security Grant Program Subaward Agreement Number 23-010S for Sheriff. We have Sheriff Daniels here today.
So the Homeland Security one is through the Regional Homeland Security Oversight Committee. It's a 100% grant. It's competitive. It's through the 18 counties in the region. And it started way back like in fiscal year 2002. And it's continued on from then. And so I believe this is actually a re-sign of the original subaward agreement because it's flows from the state to through Southwest Missouri Council of Governments, and they've switched out from under MSU, so they needed to re-sign subaward agreements. So that's what this is. It's funding that's providing some Homeland Security and some Seaburn-type equipment for the Sheriff's Department, and it is there is no cost share to the county. It is covered. The funds, it's a 100% grant.
Sheriff, do you have any comments on this?
I do not.
Okay.
And you're both aware there's many, many stipulations to meet in regard to the grant, and Attorney wanted to be sure that everyone... Mm-hmm.
So for the most part for us, because we just submit to them and purchase the items, that a lot of the stipulations that are met actually fall under SIMCOG. As long as we... they're the typical federal stipulations. We're not going to lobby. We're not going to, you know,
is there any further discussion on that?
It's in
I'm assuming it's already been stated. I can't really hear her. she understands all the provisions.
Yes.
They're the standard federal grant provisions under Homeland Security grants.
And I do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 27th, 2023, that does approve the agreement as to form.
And acknowledging the many stipulations, and as our emergency management has said, SIMCOG handles many of those for us, and she and the sheriff both are aware of all of those.
They're on the that, standard under all of our, any of our grants that we get through Homeland Security, so.
I move to approve the State Homeland Security Grant Program Subaward Agreement, file number 23011CM.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Alright. Next on our agenda is the Local Law Enforcement Block Grant, number 23-010, S as in Sheriff.
This is a grant that we typically apply for about every year. We can apply for up to $10,000. Last year, we applied for it, and we used it to purchase a portable radio for our reserve deputies, and that's what we intend to do this year as well. We applied for it again and received it, and intend to use that to purchase another portable radio.
Any discussion on that? I do have a letter, once again, from our attorney dated January 27th, 2023. I'm sorry. It was the last one. I apologize. The January 26th is the date on the letter from the attorney that he approved. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kind of goes back to my question earlier. With this specific agreement, Sheriff, there's a lot of additional, typically it's been the same in the past. This year there's a lot of additional requirements for this grant. Have you and Melissa looked through all these and know the additional requirements that they're putting out?
I have not. I read through the grant, but I don't know which ones were additional from what they were last year. I didn't compare the two directly.
Do you guys mind giving him let him look at that letter real quick from the attorney?
Are there additional requirements?
So he has an idea of what those are?
Yeah, it just says high-level requirements of the program. I don't, and he's been given a copy.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I did look through the grant and see what the requirements are, and I believe we can comply with all of that.
I just want to make sure we're aware that there's additional requirements. It's not the same as it has been prior. As long as you guys are aware of that and fine with it, then I'm good.
Yes, we are.
So you both are aware and in agreement that we can meet those requirements?
Yeah, Kim usually handles the paperwork for
long. Yeah, this one is the one that Kim does.
Okay.
And yeah, we've.
Right, those pretty standard what you had before.
Yes.
That's what I thought it.
Yeah,
looked
a lot
like.
Of them, most of them, it looks like are the same.
Yeah, it just the wording. I think it says they're high. I forget the.
Yeah, and I think fish. Those are all. Most of that stuff is required on about all of the grants that we that we are currently participating in, and.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already do all of that.
That's what it sounded like. That.
Yeah. So you don't foresee any problems?
No,
complying.
Sir.
Okay.
I move to approve the LLEBG subaward agreement pertaining to the Missouri Department of Public Safety.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Please let all your deputies know we appreciate your service today and to be safe. All right. Next on our agenda is approval of the Economic Development Project Contract for 2023. It's number 23-001. Commission.
Do you guys have any questions?
I have none. It is what we discussed in previous meeting.
Yeah, it's where we're making, the county will make the payment $100,000.
And we have a letter from Mr. Elliott that also approves the contract as to form, dated January 26th. 2023.
Move to approve the Economic Development Project Contract 2023 by and between Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and Tane County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. Next order of business is approval of mutual cooperation memorandum of understanding for 911 agreement with City of Branson, number 22-084, Commission. We have Ms. Tammy Hagler. Is that Hagler?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Do you have any information for us?
The only thing that changed, we submitted this to them before it expired in August. It did expire in August. We submitted it in July to them through Nikki and our attorney, and they just got back to us not too terribly long ago with all of the changes going on in their city. They had not dealt with it. And so that's what they're looking at right now. Our attorney changed the wording for how the reports are accessed. Our old system did it one way, and our new system since 2018 has done another, and so that has changed in it. But pretty much everything.